2012 Maine Band Directors Concert Band Festival. Our adjudicators this year are Casey Goodwin of the University of New Hampshire, James Miller, University of Massachusetts, Gene Pollard, University of Rhode Island, Terry White, who is a retired Maine band director and professional composer and arranger. The next band to perform will be the Brunswick Junior High School, under the direct, which is the wind ensemble, under the direction of Heidi Anderson. And they'll be doing Rolling Thunder by Henry Gilmore, arranged by Calvin Custer, Rain by Brian Balmages, and Hadrian's Wall by Robert W. Smith.
Hi there, this is James Miller from University of Massachusetts. It's a good start. I think as an ensemble, you've got to get your eyes up and around to each other and make sure you really get a great breath for that first articulation, because that first articulation wasn't quite together as an ensemble. So it's always the breath that's going to inform that. Nice balance for the low voices there. Good, I can hear both parts. When we're focusing on the ends of phrases, like the da-da-da-da-da-da-da, make sure that you give enough length to that last note after all the 16th notes that it has resonance, you know, that it doesn't sound too clipped. Nice. You know, as an ensemble, in terms of dynamic structure, these marches, especially Fillmore marches, don't give you a lot of options for dynamics. Like, I don't see a lot of dynamics written into the page. And so I appreciate that as a group, you're adding some of those dynamics in. I think you can go even farther in experimenting with putting, especially here, for instance, in the trio, putting in some softer dynamics and experimenting with playing a little softer. Nice flutes. Nice. Good listening. And how is it different the second time in terms of volume, like we're talking about before, in terms of dynamic structure? You know, I think maybe we're trying to be a little louder here, which is a great idea. I think it can go farther. Good call and response. Good. I can tell you've spent a lot of time working on this section. Nice job. Yeah, right in through here, this first time on this last strain, I can tell you're trying to be softer, which is great. I think percussion, the rhythm is good, but in terms of percussion volume, I think it's got to come down a little bit when the winds are playing softer so that the percussion doesn't overbalance. Bravo. Nice performance of that. That's a great march, and I'm really glad you got to play a Fillmore march, because that's really important music. When you look at the code of the last measure, you know, you see the rooftop marcato accent on that last note, the stinger. I think it still has to have enough length as a group that it resonates and it has harmony. You know, it was a little bit clipped off. I think overall, think dynamic structure in the march. Make sure, especially at the beginning, that you're ready for that first note. You take a great breath as a group and really dig into that first articulation. All in all, very nice performance of that piece. I'm really glad you're playing Rain. I know Brian Balmages, and he'd be very happy to know that you're playing this piece. when you look at these opening two-bar phrases, the up and down, the crescendo diminuendo, as an ensemble, make sure you're making the arrival point the downbeat of that second bar, and remember that the bass voices have to lead those crescendos, and I felt like we could have had more from the lower voices, especially at the ends of the crescendos, to really push us into the arrival point. Good. In terms of the melodies here, beautiful sounds. Anytime we have three eighth notes that lead into a downbeat, da-dee-da-dee-dum, you know, you have to think about leading in with those eighth notes to the downbeat, for instance, at 17, and each time that that happens. So maybe a little bit of a crescendo behind those notes to shape the phrase. Nice. I like the articulation here. I like at the beginning and the opening it was warmer and smoother, more legato. And here I'm hearing more dramatic articulation. I think that's wonderful. Great job with that. Yep. And listen as a group when you hear the recording of this. Listen to the ends of the phrases, because sometimes as an ensemble we're giving up right before the end of the phrase. You have to make sure you're supporting and sustaining all the way out to the end. This is nice. In the diminuendos, it's the opposite as before. The upper voices have to lead those diminuendos. So I think flutes, for instance, and upper clarinets, you guys can come down a little earlier for those diminuendos to help shape the diminuendo. Nice trumpets. Good balance on the call and response. Good. Hold those half notes out, full value in 54, 55, and 56. Full value half notes. Nice articulations on the accents from the basses. It's well balanced. Good. Really nice job in the percussion there. Yeah, very good in the timpani part. Very, very, very good. But at the end of that fermata, as an ensemble, make sure you shape the release. Every release, when the whole group has it, has to go down into the bottom. So the bass voices resonate just a little longer, and the soprano upper voices come out just a little sooner, so we get a nice tapered full release. Very nice performance of that piece. I know that Brian would be really happy to know that that you played that, and I think that was a lovely performance. I could tell that you really enjoy playing that. Careful of ensemble releases. Really, really important to think about that. In terms of balance, it was really nice. I thought you worked really hard on that. The percussion did an especially good job all the way through there. That's very difficult stuff. So very nice performance. Again, whole notes and half notes and longer notes, make sure you're sustaining them all the way to the end. That's really important. And in this piece, we have those lead-ins to the melody. Da-da-da-dee. So make sure when you have three or four eighth notes that lead into a downbeat that you put that little melody crescendo under there so we get some shape. Bravo. Bravo. What a nice solo. Great projection. Nice energy. I thought the mezzo forte was good. The breaths were really, really good. Organic. They fit in. The shape of the phrase was nice. Way to go. Yep, more from these accents now. As an ensemble, we've got these ta-ta-ta accents. And I think you have to dig into those more, a little bit more separation, so we have a real difference between the notes that have accents and the notes that don't. Horns and saxophones, nice job of balancing that eighth note part to the melody. Good job. Again, nice balance here. You know, I think with in terms of mezzo forte for the dynamic at 27, this might be a little bit strong as a group. So I think, you know, sometimes when you know that the piece has stronger moments coming later, sometimes we have to intentionally underplay these dynamics just a little bit so that we have a really good sense of where the music is going later on. Another great idea here with these melodies, follow the contour of the line. Like if you look into 37, dee-da-dee-da-da-da-dum, as the melody goes up, make crescendo. As the melody comes down, make diminuendo. That's always a pretty good idea in terms of shaping phrases. At 45, we have the call and response between brass and woodwinds. Brass, I think, harder accents and more space, and then woodwinds really lengthen out those articulations so we hear the difference of the articulation. I think, as a whole, as an ensemble, you guys can start to think much more about variety of articulation. I think that's going to be the way to get to the next step for you. Nice balance in through here. Good. And here's what I was talking about before. Now we're at mezzo forte again at 63, but really it's kind of felt like the same dynamic for a long time. So I think, especially earlier on, we got to think a little softer and allow this to be just a little bit stronger. Nice crescendo there. But if you're supporting here, if you have the sustained parts, make sure you're listening to the duet and that you're shaping with them so that you're able to make a nice diminuendo so that we can always hear both parts. Good. Nice intonation through here, too. Some good listening for pitch. Very, very nice suspended cymbal roll. Really dramatic and well-timed. Good. Good. At 88, cantabile, that means singing. And I think here we have to have a difference in the volume. We have to have a difference in the warmth of the sound. I think as an ensemble, we have to think even warmer sounds and really, really support and sustain all the way through the phrases. At 102, listen to the ends of the phrases. We have to continue to sustain all the way out to the end of the long notes. When you're playing unison melodies, like for instance flutes, you have a unison melody here, you've got to listen and make an adjustment. When your ears tell you that something might be out of tune and someone else is playing the same pitches as you, just my rule is to always assume that it's me. So when I hear that I might be out of tune, I always try to make an adjustment so that I can try to fix it as quickly as possible. Nice dynamics here. Good diminuendo there. Nice crescendo. Good saxophones. The saxophones in here, you guys are heroes. You are really leaders. Nice job. Good. good into 139. Just make sure that the tam-tam and the drum rolls don't get too loud so it covers up those eighth notes. But overall, real drama. You guys really brought a lot of drama to that moment. That was nice. Good full value quarter notes in through here too. So try to get away from D, D, but think ta, ta, ta. So we get a little bit more resonance. Bravo. Nice performance of that. I think three great selections. They worked together as a program. You guys made a lot of music. You brought a lot of drama to the music. There were just so many wonderful things going on for you. I think you got to walk away from that concert feeling really, really good about the way you played. Thank you for sharing a terrific performance with us. To recap some of the things we talked about, especially ends of phrases and sustaining long notes. When you have a half note, a whole note, even quarter notes, you really have to work hard with your air to sustain all the way out to the end. Variety of articulation, like when I look at the very end of that last piece, look at 147. In the woodwinds, staccatos, lighter accents in the lower voices, D, D, D. And, you know, it's that variety of articulation and making sure that the choices that you're making are really getting off the stage and back to the audience. That's what's going to make the most difference. So keep working on those things. Thanks for a great concert.